Hey everyone, it's Bea, and you're listening to another episode of the In Your Feelings podcast. So, for those of you who are new here, In Your Feelings is a podcast I created with Thought Catalog that dives into the very real and very messy aspects of life that we are all navigating. And I create these episodes just to have honest conversations about things like relationships and moving on and worthiness, you know, things that can feel really disheartening and really confusing, in the hopes that these, you know, 20 minutes or so make you feel less alone in what you're feeling and remind you that you aren't the only person who is dealing with certain things in life. Today, we are going to be talking about loving deeply and having the kind of heart that feels everything very intensely. I know a lot of people message me on Instagram talking about existing like this in the world, and a lot of the time they feel ashamed for being so vulnerable and so soft in this world. They feel like they are wrong for loving the way they do because they've been so hurt at the hands of those who haven't necessarily treated them right or who have taken advantage of their hearts. And I mean, I know what it's like to feel this way. I know what it's like to wonder if maybe you're a little too soft or a little too sensitive or a little too vulnerable, because sometimes the world vilifies the soft-hearted people, and sometimes it tries to convince you that you are the one who needs to harden or who needs to be less trusting or loving or caring. And this took a lot of growth, but I don't believe that anymore. And so I wanted to create this podcast episode for all of the people who are doubting their hearts right now, or the way they crash into this world, or how they feel things so intensely. I wanted you to have it as a reminder for when you feel the weight of loving and caring this way hanging heavy within you. And so firstly, on that note, I just want you to know that I think it's beautiful that you feel so deeply. I think it is beautiful to have a heart that believes in others. I think it's beautiful to have the kind of soul that just wants to crash into this world, that just wants to pour out into everyone it meets and make them feel seen and loved and cared for. I think it's beautiful to love this way in a world that is constantly, constantly weathering you. I think it's beautiful to defend connection, to defend emotion, in a world that sometimes asks you to be disconnected, in a world that might vilify you for feeling things the way you do, in a world that might call you overly sensitive or overly caring. See, to love this way, despite what you have been through, to still be the person who cares, to still be the person who believes, to still be the kind of human being who does not run from connection, but rather who embraces it and supports it and encourages it, that is something I am in awe of. This is not weakness. Feeling this way and having a heart like yours, that isn't weakness, that is strength. Because we need to be the people who care in this world. We need to be the people who show up. We need to be the people who defend love. We need to be the people who nurture, who prove to others that love doesn't always have to be heavy or confusing or complicated, that that it can be soft and that it can be good and that it can be pointed and real and honest and full. We need human beings like this in the world. We need the deep feelers and the sensitive souls and those who remind us that there is beauty to be found in emotion, that there is hope to be found in vulnerability. Because human beings need connection. We need it more than we know. And if we are all running away from one another, if we are always trying to be the one who loves less, or who cares less, or who closes off their heart, who is afraid of being hurt, we will end up in a deeply sad world, in a disconnected world. And we will lose sight of what makes us human. We will lose sight of what connects us on a level that stretches far beyond the material. We will lose sight of that, I call it that spirit, of that resonance you feel between two souls. The kind of resonance that reminds you that you aren't alone. And the kind of resonance that makes you feel understood and safe in this world, that stems from softness. That stems from compassion and empathy. And we need that. We need that now more than ever. So, no, I don't ascribe to this idea that loving deeply is a sign of weakness. Loving deeply is not a sign of weakness. You do not have to be ashamed for the way your heart beats against your chest. You do not have to be ashamed for the way you pour, for the way you feel everything so intensely, for the way you stay open to this world. That is your strength. That is your strength. But I also know what it is like to be the kind of human being who loves like this. I know what it is like to have a heart that just pours into everyone it meets. And I know how difficult it can be. I know how hard it can be to hold all of that hope within your chest, to have it almost feel heavy under its own weight. I know what it is like to hurt because of the way you trusted, because of the way you cared, and because of the way the world has sometimes taken advantage of that. It is both beautiful and burdensome to feel so deeply in this world. It is both light and dark at the same time. I can't deny that. Because while having an open heart, while allowing for the world to affect it so deeply and so intimately in so many different ways, can cause you to experience the most profoundly beautiful things, it can also cause you to attract the kind of human beings who want to warm themselves by the fire of your hope, who want to take and take and take, who want to keep you around and love you in halves because it feels nice to have someone like you in their life. And that can be really disheartening, and that can be really harrowing and jarring and confusing and just deeply, deeply saddening for someone who cares so much to think that love can be so false sometimes, or fake, or transactional. That can be so difficult to reconcile in your mind when you care like this. And it can be difficult for those who love deeply to hold so much hope within them because they don't know when to stop giving. When they realize this, when they see that false love, when they kind of connect with the fact that they might be taken advantage of, but you can't stop. because you don't want to give up, that is so hard. That is such a hard lesson. And when you don't know when to stop giving, you can really deplete your heart. You can convince yourself that if you just loved a little harder, if you just showed up a little more, if you just did this or that, if you just poured out with a little more intensity, with a little more care, the situation or the love would change. When you love deeply, it can be hard to understand that you can't love someone into being ready. You can't love someone into making you a priority. You can't love someone into respecting you. You can't love someone into treating you right. You can't love someone into understanding you or seeing you or wanting to nurture your heart. You can't love someone into loving you. And yet when you love so deeply, when it is an extension of who you are, you never really stop trying. You give and you give and you give. You hope and you hope and you hope. You pour and you pour and you pour. And if you don't set boundaries for yourself, you can end up in a situation where you bankrupt your heart, where you have given so much, where you have tried so hard, where you have exhausted every ounce of your soul fighting for something that was never fighting for you, or that was taking advantage of your vulnerability and your softness. It can be so difficult to see because you want to see the good in every human being. That's the dilemma. It's really hard to catch. You want to see that people's intentions are good. And you know what it's like to be given up on. You know what it's like to be hurt. And so you refuse to abandon or hurt others. Your heart can't let go, even if it is tired. Even if it is hurting, even if it is breaking into a million pieces. And so differentiating between what is good for your heart and what is simply taking advantage of it is extremely hard. It's like going against your nature. It's so tough. And so when you love deeply, you really have to try your best to be aware of your own feelings. I know it's so easy to disregard the way you feel because you're so concerned with loving others and pouring into others and making sure everyone else is okay. But who is pouring into you? Who is taking care of you? Who is holding space for you? Who is nurturing you? Who is asking if you are okay? Who is holding your heart? Because you deserve the love you give to everyone around you. You deserve for love to be soft, for love to be beautiful. You deserve to be nurtured. You deserve to be cared for. You deserve to be checked on. You deserve to be held. You deserve for someone to see you, to understand you. You deserve all of that. And when you continue to pour your love into empty vessels, when you continue to try to give and give to those who are not showing up to receive your love, you are blocking yourself from finding those who want to love you in a way that pours back into you. You are blocking yourself from finding those who will respect your heart, who do not see it as a weak and fragile thing, who do not see it as something they can take advantage of, but rather you deserve to find the human beings in this world who love like you do, who care like you do, who want to ensure that they celebrate your heart, that they nourish it. You deserve that. When you love deeply, one of the hardest things you will ever have to learn is how to walk away from those who do not respect or reciprocate your love. And one of the hardest things you will ever have to learn is how to create boundaries, how to understand that not everyone deserves to have access to a heart like yours. And I know that might sound negative. I know, I used to think it was. But it's one of the most difficult truths I ever had to learn too. When you love deeply, you attract beautiful human beings, but you also attract those who just want to be validated by you and by your heart. You also attract those who fumble with the weight of your hope, who do not know how to respect it or meet it where it's at. These people will take and take and take. They will love the way you make them feel. But you will not love the way they make you feel. It will get to a point where you feel trapped, where you feel exhausted by the weight of the connection, where you really deeply connect with the fact that this energy is one-sided, that this person doesn't actually care about you. And it will be hard to lay your hope down. It will be really hard to be the person who gives up on another human being. It will be hard to turn the love off, to give yourself permission to stop pouring out, to stop giving, to stop trying, but you have to do it. You have to pay attention to the way that someone makes you feel. You are allowed to prioritize your peace. You are allowed to protect your soft heart from those who only want to use it. You are allowed to create space, to create boundaries. And I know that doing all of that might make you feel like you are becoming an uncaring person. But that does not make you an uncaring person. That just means that you are learning how to care for yourself. You are learning how to defend your heart, how to stand up for it, how to teach it that not everyone will know how to respect it or love it, but that it is okay not to fight for those people, that it is okay to leave them be. You are allowed to decide that something is not worth your love. You are allowed to decide that it is too heavy or too exhausting or too harmful for your mental health to continue loving someone. You are allowed to set what is heavy down. You carry it so well, but that does not mean it is yours to hold. Set it down. Let go. Let your heart breathe for once. Let it find what it deserves. And lastly, I just want to say I am sorry that the world has not always been kind to your heart. I am sorry that there have been people in your life who have taken advantage of the way that you care, who haven't shown up, who have deeply hurt you, who have used you, who have taken advantage of your kindness, who have manipulated you or made you feel like you were hard to love. I am sorry that you have so many bruises on your heart, that you have placed it into the hands of people who could not hold it, who did not see how valuable it was. I am sorry that those scars exist, that you had to deal with all of that hurt at the hands of those who just didn't understand the way you loved. I am sorry that you feel the hard moments so intensely, that you sometimes break under the weight of wanting to fix everything, of wanting to love every person, of wanting to be everything for those you care for. I am sorry that you carry that on your shoulders. I am sorry that sometimes you feel overwhelmed by your heart and how it sometimes puts up with things it does not deserve because it feels like it just can't let go. I am sorry that the world has called your vulnerability your weakness. I am sorry that people have told you to harden yourself, that they have told you you need to learn how to turn off your love. I am sorry that there are those who have made you question your heart, your softness. But I am not sorry that you feel so deeply. I am not sorry that you love the way you do. Yes, having the kind of heart that feels so deeply can be difficult at times, as I have said before. It can be so heavy and confusing and messy and gritty, and it would just be so much easier if you could just turn it off. I know what it is like to feel that way. But you have to give yourself permission to let your heart rest. And if you teach yourself how to only pour your love into those who reciprocate it or nourish it or see the intense value in it, you will never be wrong for holding it within your chest. The way you love is something you should be in awe of. The way you love is beautiful in a world that sometimes fails to foster hope. The way you love is going to teach others how to go out into this world and be kinder versions of themselves. The way you love is powerful. It's strong. It's incredible to be the kind of person who cares. To be the kind of human being who connects. Because the world does not need any more indifference or apathy. The world does not need any more disconnection. I will say that time and time again. So for those who are listening to this and for those who love deeply, thank you. Your heart is a rare and beautiful thing, and I hope you never forget that. I hope you keep loving the way you do. I hope you don't let the world turn you into someone you are not. And that's all I got for you this week. I hope these words just make you feel encouraged and empowered in your heart. I hope they remind you that the way that you care is a really beautiful thing in this world. And I hope they really, really do empower you to just crash your heart into this world, because we need human beings like you here. As I have already said 55 times in this podcast, I just really want to drive it home. I hope this helped. I hope it made you feel proud of your softness and your heart and the way that you care. People like you are needed here, and I hope you never forget that. Until next week, everyone, stay safe out there, and I'll be talking to you really soon.